one of my responsibilities is the emergency services department. And we're here tonight to give an overview of something that the commissioners are exploring, and that is the fire funding, how to fund fire and rescue services in Transylvania County. We've been previously seven of these meetings, and this is the eighth one throughout the county. Commissioner Romero starts going over the slide presentation, it'll talk about green cards and red cards. We started that process at the first meeting because what we want to make sure is that if someone's speaking, everybody can hear, so it's not real loud. But our goal tonight is to not use those, but to allow you to make comments or ask questions if you want to once the presentation's over. But I just got to make sure that we try to keep it to one person talking at a time, because we've got Chad over here, he's trying to take all the notes so that we can get those notes to the commissioner so that they get what is said here. We're trying to make sure we get everything collected with that. All right, with that said, Paige Romero is one of our commissioners, and she has been to all eight, and she's making the presentation. Also tonight, before, I think I would be amiss if I didn't introduce Commissioner Geis. He's over here, and Commissioner Jason Chappell is back over here as well. So, all the information that we're taking in, staff is putting together, and they'll be preparing a document for the commissioner so that they can see the comments and questions from each of the eight meetings that we have. With that said, I'm going to turn it over to Commissioner Romero, and at the end of the presentation, we'll have a time for questions and comments. Okay? Thanks.
This is the exact same presentation that's been made at all seven of the previous FARTEX meetings. And I'll just start by saying I am fully aware that you all are finding me to be the most hated person in the county tonight. So let's just get that out up front. thank you, appreciate that. And I also would like you to know that I am the owner of property that suffered the largest fire property loss in the history of Transylvania County back in 2005. I lost 11,000 square feet of space. And following that fire, I learned so much about fire department operations, fire department funding, paid staff, not paid staff. And I really did a deep dive into fire departments at that time. So I've always been very personally interested in fire operations. I don't think there's anything else I need to say up front. So this is a presentation that David did originally. He did the first two before I started doing them. And I haven't changed this slide. So my brain doesn't work quite like David's brain works. So there may be a few places where I might stumble because I process things a little differently. I need the clicker to start. And technology is not my friend either, and I apologize for that. So I'd like to remind everyone that the focus tonight is on fire funding. This is not on fire operations. And that's a really important distinction, because the fire departments do their own thing. They look at their needs, they assess what they need to provide for their response districts, they assemble a budget, the budget comes up through the ranks, they meet with our staff, and then that comes over to the county commissioners. We are not here to talk about how many tanks, tank engines, how many ladder trucks, what kind of special equipment the fire departments have. That is determined by their needs and what your fire department does for you to determine those needs. So this is just about funding. So when you look at the fact that there is no change to the method of providing fire and rescue services, so we're not talking about a countywide fire department, no interest in that whatsoever. We value our eight different fire departments. We want to allow them to continue to have the autonomy that they have had, to continue their operations as has always happened. So we are going to be talking about different funding options for the departments that are available under state law. All right, so David said we skipped the color cards. We will have Q&A, and I'm fine just taking them from the floor at the end. So this is where the language starts getting a little challenging, because the state defines a service district But the service district is a special tax district. So I'm going to try to separate that out. And I'm going to continue to refer to it as the tax district. The way the state looks at it, from your service district, which is your tax district, then you have your response district. So in Transylvania County right now, each of our response districts, so those are the 8 different fire departments, have the service special tax district. And those two are matched up, one on top of the other. And each of our 8 fire departments are also independent 501c3s, freestanding solo operations that are theirs. They own them, they have their board of directors, just as any other nonprofit would operate here in Transylvania County or elsewhere. The funding that your fire departments receive right now, so they develop their budget, they go through the county staff makes a recommended budget to the Board of County Commissioners, and then the Board of County Commissioners considers each individual fire department budget request. Based on what we approve as the individual fire department budget, there is then a tax rate set that is determined by the collective value of the tax base within that service district. Some of our fire departments have additional sources of funding beyond just the fire tax that they receive in their district. Some have auxiliary units that do some fundraising for the fire departments on the side. Cedar Mountain Fire Department has a contract with Greenville County because they're better able to provide faster response times and more efficient service over Caesar's Head for a substantial portion of Greenville County. Those revenues come in just to Cedar Mountain Fire Department. So here's a map of our current fire response districts, which also align with your tax districts. And you can see some of them have a lot of fun in how they're drawn. For instance, Balsam Grove. You've got Lake Toxaway down here, Rosman, Conestee, Cedar Mountain, Little River, Brevard. And Brevard, the City of Brevard Fire Department does contract with the county to provide most all of the service in the Sylvan Valley 2 district. I happen to live in Sylvan Valley too. North Transylvania is up here, and then your hash lines are public lands. Now we did neglect in this particular slide to put the hash marks for DuPont State Forest, and that DuPont obviously accounts for a substantial number of the rescue calls received by Cedar Mountain Fire. And do keep in mind, with these hash marks, with these federal and state lands, counties are given PILT funding, payment in lieu of taxes. But for all of Transylvania County, the federal PILT money amounts to about $200,000, and it not only is it expected to make some sort of contribution toward the fire service and emergency responses, but it also goes into schools and some other entities. So it's not this wonderful pot of money that could solve our problems. So far from it. The contract between the county and the fire departments outlines a minimum standard for what is expected of our fire departments. Now that's not to say that you're not getting phenomenal service from your fire departments, because we have 8 terrific fire departments in Transylvania County. But these are minimum expectations to meet the service requirements so that we have a legal contract with these 501c3s. All of our fire departments are dispatched, the calls that go in for fire and rescue services are dispatched through our 911 call center. With structure fires, you get mutual aid from different fire departments. So if there happens to be a fire up in the Lake Toxaway District, chances are, at a bare minimum, you're going to get mutual aid from Balsam Grove as well as from Rosman. Depending on the size of the fire, you may end up having more aid from other fire departments. I know that when I had my fire, I think we had 5 different fire departments respond to that. One of the keys in the operations for consideration in fire service is that although we have these 8 independent fire departments, they rely on each other for assistance in serving structure fires. So I think David says it very eloquently, that although they're independent, they don't operate autonomously. And you can see that the mutual aid agreement does come into consideration in overall considerations of the ratings for these fire departments. In addition to fire protection, the fire departments are also providing your medical first response, so it's very important. They're the first ones on the scene. They can do some preliminary stuff while you're waiting for the ambulance to get here. In the city of Brevard, the Transylvania County Rescue Squad is the one that provides the medical first response within Brevard and Sullivan Valley too. And all of our fire departments now in Transylvania County, save one, have some form of paid staff. The only fire department that does not have a paid employee is Balsam Grove. So again, how the budget happens. You're going to hear some references tonight probably about a pot of money. And there is no pot of money. There is no money until the budgets are approved. So the fire department board of directors gets together, sets the budget. It goes to county staff. County staff brings the budget to the board of county commissioners. We review each fire department budget. Then we approve the budget. This is before any conversation regarding taxation. So once the fire department budget is approved, then we as a board of county commissioners have to consider looking at the tax base for the area and then the percent of collections that our tax office usually gets from that region. That will then help us determine the tax rate that must be set to meet that specific budget for the fire department. So even as we talk about looking at a single tax fire tax district for the county, it would happen the same way. We cannot possibly determine how much to charge until we understand and have approved the budgets that will need to be funded. And I will, let me put this down just a second. I want to show you what a fire department budget package looks like. So this is what we receive on fire department budgets. Each year, it's very thorough. It looks at volunteer numbers. It looks at response times. It looks at response numbers. It looks at the types of calls that the fire departments are responding to. So this is very thorough that we get to consider on each particular fire department's operations. So I want to assure you that we do our homework on consideration of these budgets. So as we talked about, we set the rate after we've approved the budgets. So now let's talk about where we are as a whole county in looking at fire service. And by fire service, I'm talking about an essential service in today's world. I think fire coverage, fire protection services are as essential as rescue services and just like law enforcement services. So here we are, fiscal year 18. Our fiscal year ends on June 30th. And fiscal year 18, you can see that we had a variety of tax rates ranging from 5.5 in Sullivan Valley 2. You had 4.79 here in Lake Toxway that year. Then you can see some creeping up, Little River at 9, Rosamond at 11.59, Cedar Mountain at 13.78, Balsam Grove at 10.98, North Transylvania at 12.79. And in fiscal year 18, Balsam Grove's budget was not enough to allow them to fund their firefighters' pension fund. They were the only fire department in the county that couldn't afford the $2,400 to fund their volunteer fire department's pension funds. Oops, I'm sorry, pushed the wrong button. Told you technology is not my friend. Okay, oops, wrong slide. There we go. Okay, so we get into fiscal year 19. And North Transylvania had a pretty substantial need that would have put their fire tax rate up to 23.39 cents. Commissioners discussed this. That seems fairly untenable. And understand that the state of North Carolina looks to county commissioners to ensure that we are not unfairly taxing our citizens, not unfairly burdening our citizens. So we've got 23.39, and the commissioner said, you know, that's really such a strain and so difficult to look at doing this. So in fiscal year 19, we opted to fund out of our general fund a supplement to to North Transylvania of 102-112 to help them out. And we also had a public discussion to say that 14 cents seems like a pretty daggum high tax rate for fire services. That ought to maybe be our cap on fire services. So we went forward with that plan. And you can see too in this that, all right, we're talking about North Transylvania at 14, but at the same time, you've got Cedar Mountain sitting at 13.7, Roslyn was at 12.09. So what does the future hold? So in 20, our tax rates to meet the requested budgets from our fire department, we would have been at 21.39 in North Transylvania, 13.72 in Cedar Mountain, a little over 10 in Little River, we'd be over 14 in Roslyn. So it didn't look like thinking that 14 would hold us well and just take the supplement out of the general fund.
Some of us can't see that so well. So
I'm sorry.
No, anytime there's something about Lake Toxaway list, could you also compare ours, what it is there on the list?
Yes, ma'am. Happy to. So Lake Toxaway was at 5.38. Silver Valley 2 at 5.5. And those are our two districts with the highest property tax values in them. And I'm sure you're well aware of that. So we find ourselves in a quandary. We had supplemented North Transylvania the year before, $102,000 out of the general fund, which in essence is taking tax money from all of you to contribute to that fire department operation, because you all paid into that $102,000. So seeing that we're getting closer or over the 14 cents we had discussed the year earlier, what were we able to do? We looked at 5.38 in Toxaway, the 5.5 in Sylvan Valley, and we thought, okay, so if we just look at 5.5 across the board and pulled money out of the reserve funds, $1.2 million came out of the reserve funds, again, money that you all had all paid into, then we could provide assistance to these other fire departments that were closing in on what seemed to be, for me as one commissioner, heading in the direction of an untenable rate for an essential service. For the fiscal year 20, if you lived in District A with your fire tax rate that could have been as high as 21.39 per 100, your tax on a $200,000 home was going to be $427.80. If you were lucky enough to live in District B, where your fire tax rate was 5.38, your fire tax bill was $107.60. And I've had some people say, well, this person just needs to move to this district. That's really not feasible for a lot of our families, for most all of our families. So what can we do as a community, as a county, to provide an essential service at a reasonable rate for all of our citizens? We can continue things the way they are, which is unreasonable and unaffordable for a lot of folks. We can continue to supplement out of something, but we're not able to continue to support $1.2 million or more out of our reserve funds, because we're going to use them up so fast. So we've got to replace that money if we want to continue to supplement some of the fire department operations. We could set up a single tax rate across the county. We could also get rid of a fire tax. We don't need to have a fire tax. Fire departments could be funded just as other operations for the county are funded out of our general ad valorem tax. So you wouldn't have that separate line item on your tax bill that says fire tax. So these are all things that we are discussing to consider in how do we serve all of our citizens in a sense of fairness and equity for an essential service. If we go to a single tax district across the county, we give the city of Brevard the ability to opt out of the deal. And that is because they're contracted with us to provide the services in the ETJ, but their citizens within the city of Brevard are already paying for their own fire department. That is part of the operations of the city. It is a municipal department and is supported by municipal taxes. Bobby, is that a separate fire tax in the city, or is it just part of operations?
It's part of the property tax.
Just property taxes for the city support the fire department. No separate fire tax there. Thank you. If we had gone to a flat fire tax, the same rate across all of our districts this year, to fund all of our fire operations without supplementing in any way, the total, the fire rate would have been 8.14 cents across the county. The decision on how to fund fire operation, on how to fund our fire departments, is something within the purview of the Board of County Commissioners. So these are the different things that we are considering. Had we gone to this single 8.14 cent rate, then you would see that all fire tax bills would have been, for a $200,000 home, would have been equal at $162.80. As one commissioner, and one commissioner only, when I look across this county at the needs for essential service, I cannot justify a tax rate of 23.39 cents in one district when I'm looking at 5.5 cents in another district. This is an essential service. Our departments support each other. And when you've got Rosamond and Boston Grove responding to fires in Lake Toxaway, their citizens are paying 2.1 and 2.2 times the tax rate to come and help the Lake Toxaway Fire Department on call. If we're all working together on this, I struggle to justify a differential rate. But that's just one commissioner. David, what did I forget? And I thank you for your attention.
Okay, so I know it's hard to see, but there's a email address up here and a phone number. If you have additional questions or you want to send any comments after you leave here tonight, something comes up, if you'll send it there, that way we'll get it. But we're pulling those off and making sure we add those to the notes for all the commissioners. So if you, again, you might leave here tonight and go, oh, I should have asked this question. If you do, put it there and we'll get the answer for you.
Can you repeat what it says for us?
Yeah, it's fireinput@tconc.org is the email address. And if you want to call and ask a question, you'll get a message, but one of us will call you back, all right? And it's 884-3108, extension 301. If you think of another question, or you just want to make a comment, you just want to call and say, hey, I wanted to say this. If you do, we'll make sure we get that down and get it in the notes for the commissioners as well.
Is this just a presentation online?
The presentation itself is not online, but we can put it online.
Put it online.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
We can put it online.
Is this recorded so people could hear the presentation, or is this
live? Chad is recording it for us and taking notes. So we have a recording on it, and he takes the notes and types them up.
Okay, but it wouldn't be a recording.
No, it's not a video online for somebody watching it.
Why is North Transylvania so much higher than everybody else?
They have no tax base.
Excuse me, could that be possible to Forest Service rescues that are going up in the Forest Service by any chance?
Actually,
I didn't see that.
If I could, it might help. There's basically three things that drive what your tax rate is. One is the budget request. What do they request? What do the commissioners approve? All right. The next thing is your property valuation within your district. All right. Because the commissioners, once they approve a budget, they would set a rate within that district to collect that budget. So if you have a budget and you have a small property tax evaluation, it's typical that your tax rate would be higher because it takes more of a rate to collect from a smaller tax base.
And you can see, I brought you back to the slide with the budgets for 2020. And then what
what their revenue from the fire test is in their districts.
Mighty be awesome, as we do in real life, for each of us to live within our means. There are people here tonight that have more financial advantage than I do, but I don't think that they should compensate me, and I have to live with what I can do. So why don't we all do that?
Yeah.
What I would say is to that is it's just one, I mean, it's things you got to consider. But one thing I would say is there is a minimum cost of fire protection. An engine costs so much, a tanker costs so much, you have to have it. You got to have turnout gear, you got to have SCBAs. And so there's a minimum cost. And so what I would tell you about all of our fire departments is, working with us, they do a good job with us on looking at the budgets and trying to manage their budgets as best as possible. But there is a minimum cost to providing fire and rescue services because the equipment costs what it costs. And that cost, for those in fire protection in here, you know that's going up. SCBAs have skyrocketed in the last few years. Engines skyrocketed. Those costs are going up pretty significantly.
You touched on it very briefly, but talking about property evaluation, has anybody done a study to maybe from this Quebec Community Center to the Jackson County line, what percentage of the taxes we pay into the county?
66%.
You're talking about property evaluation. Just because we live in this Lake Topsway fire district up here, our appraisal is much higher than much of the county. So I think that should be taken into consideration.
This is the normal procedure that you guys down at Lamar has been doing for years. You're taking money from up here and we don't ever get it back. But you people are spending it down there. And that's from Cactus Creek, we'll say all that. I understand from Cactus Creek up this way, we produce as much tax as the rest of the county.
Exactly.
So when it wants to get Brevard, it never comes back
here. We spend that much more that we're going to get hit even harder yet. And if I'm correct, and I am, our property taxes went up, aside from the fire this year, dramatically as well. I think 22%.
Property taxes went up this year 20% because the voters approved a school bond. And by statute, the county commissioners had to raise taxes to accommodate the school bond.
I understand. So, we pay more up here, and now you're asking for even more.
I understand that. And I'm in Silver Valley too. I'm getting ready to raise my own taxes if this goes through. But this, we are investing in the future of this county, which is also how the county commissioners are tasked to deal with things. Our Transylvania County is still in a good position in our state on being conservative on our tax rates, even with what we had to do with the school bonds. I am not losing sight of the fact that this is a heavy ask, and I'm not losing sight of the fact that we have a responsibility to you all to justify the taxes we collect from you. Yes, sir.
This is clearly a rob from Peter to pay Paul strategy.
Amen.
Now, Paige, you have listed, and you might want to move over just a little bit. If you look at Lake Toxway, I mean, that stands out like a sore thumb if you look at the rate of 5.38%. I think anybody that can read would look at that and say, well, look at Lake Toxway, they're getting by without having to pay anything. Well, what about looking two columns over and look at that number, $892,000.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the money coming from? It's coming from Lake Toxway. Now, if you go to the rate, if you even this thing out, make the playing field level like you're talking about, and our rate would go then to 8.whatever% that you pointed out, and our revenues, they're going to remain the same unless we get a tax increase. So that means that we're going to see about 80% tax increase on our taxes up here. because our rate's going to go from 5 up to 8. That's over 50-60% increase. So the fact is that the revenue from the tax at $892,000, that's because of what Bramlin is saying, the high appraisal that we have on the property up here. So it's clear, it should be clear to everybody in the Lake Toksway Fire District, if we go with this plan, your fire tax is going to go way, way up, just like everything else is going up.
I'll ask one question on that. If our taxes go up to the 8 cents, do we stay at the $800,000 we collect? Or do we get the 8 cents to our department, or do we have to maintain our budget at $800,000?
Again, it's important to say, fire department budget.
If we go up with the 8 cents, if we go up 3 cents on our tax for our base, do we remain at our $800,000 where we are currently, or do we get the additional funding?
Fire departments will submit their budgets just like always. Once they submit those budgets are reviewed by the commissioners.
Why don't budget and then advantage of our extra
once they're approved, they set a rate to cover them all, if they go that route.
So in other words, if we come back to you next year with our budget and we take the 3 cents extra, whatever that garners us, you're going to say, yeah.
You're going to give us that
you're extra
money.
You're not going to give that to us.
I didn't say that.
We fight every year for what money we get. And we've held it for however many years we've had a tax district. But you're not going to give us that 3 cents.
That's going elsewhere to help out where you're lowering.
That is the question to all your commissioners. The money that is additional that we don't get, we maintain our line budget as it is. We don't get the extra 3 cents. It goes to the rest of the county, correct?
It is correct. Now, did you know that?
Again, what I'm telling you is this. If the commissioners proceed with that, with a flat tax countywide, all fire departments would submit their budgets. Once those budgets are approved by the commissioners, then it's up to the commissioners statutorily to determine how they're going to fund the budgets that they approved.
How much
they can do that.
How much money is brought in on that three?
Again, you ask the question, hold on a second. And so once they approve those budgets, then they've got to determine how they're going to fund them. This year, they decided they were setting all the rates at 5.5 cents, and they were pulling funds from another line. The commissioners, again, it's their discretion on how they fund them once they approve the budgets. The fire department budget should be submitted based on what the needs of the fire department are. Not based on what your property valuations are. It's based on what your needs as the fire department is what you submit your budget for.
That's what we have done, and now you're saying we need to take 3 more cents from y'all so that the needs of North Transylvania can be resolved with less fire tax than what they're asking.
I want to be very clear here. This is not just a North Transylvania issue, as much as that has been portrayed in emails and solicitation letters. This is not about North Transylvania. If you notice, the largest supplement from this year from the reserve fund was actually to Roslyn. One of your mutual aid responding districts received the most money. And what is going on right now is living within your means.
That's right.
Okay?
Let's try that.
All right. But the problem is there are so many needs without any means.
Yes, ma'am. I realize that every day. I need a lot of things that I can't afford and I've got to wait on because I don't have the money. So I'm asking Mr. Lorenz over here to fund me the money so that I can live better.
That's good, I'm broke.
But do you have the numbers? If you raise Lake Toksway 3 extra cents, what is the number that's going to come back? Just as what it is right now, the evaluation. I know you've run the numbers.
I have not.
Whatever.
I'm sorry, I'm not. I am here.
You're going to tell us we need to raise this, but you've not taken the time to sit there and say, okay, you're going to garner that 3 cents is going to bring Lake Toksway, it's going to now generate an extra $1 million. Just the number throwing out through there. But you take that $1 million, we don't get any part of that. That goes to whatever parts of the rest of the county. We maintain at the same place because, as David said, that's the service you're providing.
And so someone ran the numbers because there was a letter to the editor in the Transylvania Times that stated if we raised the fire tax and Lake Toxaway by 1 cent, and it gave a figure. So somebody ran them.
There's nothing.
You haven't done your job. Because that is how you look at it. Okay, how much is this going to garner out of this district? It's going to generate X amount of dollars. Okay, we know that. So you know that you should know the number, because that way is how you're going to say then we're going to distribute within the rest of the county.
There's no there.
You can run it off of last year's number.
May I finish speaking, please?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
There's no decision yet on this that we'd even be doing the 8.14. We may go up just one penny and then take the rest out of general fund or go to reserves again. This is a discussion. This is not a decision that has been made. So I want to be very clear on that, please.
This is just a discussion, and just for discussion, that not everyone that lives and pay taxes, whether it's fire or whatever, lives in Lake Toxaway, has a huge bucket of money to pay.
I understand that.
And unfortunately, it gets to seem like just because that's your 28747 zip code, that somebody sits in Brevard and assumes that we have this huge bucket of money. And it just gets to a point after having time to have your tax value of your house reevaluated that somebody doesn't agree with that. And that just comes from a personal opinion. But
no,
I just feel an obligation to say that.
What I do want everyone to know is, in order for the commissioners to establish a countywide service district, there's some statutory requirements they have to go through. Right, that statutory requirement was that, and it is, continues to be, that they send out notice to all the affected properties, and that notice has to go out at least 4 weeks before a public hearing. That's the minimum they had to do. So they did. So, and they were aware of that. However, but the commissioners told staff, what we want you to do is, we want you to go out into the communities and have 8 different meetings, because we want to give citizens an opportunity to give input to it. So what we're doing tonight exceeds what the statutory requirement is, because they wanted to take input and get input from the citizens. And I'm saying that because it is the commissioner saying, no, we want to get more input. And so that's what they're out here doing tonight.
And I appreciate you coming out here, and this is just 2 cents. But, you know, I understand that other parts of the county have difficulty funding because of their tax value is not that high.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand that completely. I get it. But just because it says Lake Toxaway,
oh, I know.
I don't think it's fair that we have the burden of having to fund those other parts of the county that unfortunately don't have to live with the overtaxed values that we have here.
And you're not alone in that. Sylvan Valley 2 is going to be almost the same. So you're not alone in that. I understand that. And I appreciate you saying that. You know, when we're looking at that $200,000 home, I know that we've got homes in different pockets of our county that don't even come close to $200,000. And we have people who struggle. I am very attuned to that.
I'd just like to say that, you know, if you come to this meeting and you don't live in Lake Toxaway, look at that sheet, it looks outrageous that we're only paying 5.5 cents for fire protection when everybody else is paying so much more. It's not because of an inequity in fire tax collection, it's because of an inequity in the whole rest of the county budget. This fire tax is the only place where Lake Toxaway gets exactly what we pay for. You look at the sheriff's department, at any time there's 5 deputies on patrol on 3 separate shifts. And there's 1 patrols the western end of the county, 4 patrol the lower end of the county. We pay for half of that from Roslyn West. So we pay for 2.5, we get 1. Y'all pay for 2.5, you get 4. You go to the solid waste collection center, the one in Vista Forest is open 12 hours a day, the one in Roslyn is open 8 hours a day from 8 to 4, which is really convenient for working people. The ones in Lake Topsway and Boston Grove and up this way all got closed.
Well, the Roswell Toss are only open 3 days a week. Yeah.
A few years ago, you stopped boating here at Quebec, you stopped boating at Sapphire, you stopped boating at Silverstein. My next door neighbor lives a mile from Lake Topsway Community Center, and they drive 30 minutes to Boston Grove to work, and they're a single mother with four kids. The very same year you expanded early voting in Brevard, but you said you didn't have the money to vote. We're paying for half of it, we get almost nothing. A couple of months ago in Transylvania Times, we were talking about some people wanting to close T.C. Henderson School, and Jeff McGarris said that it was, but this is a quote from the paper, the most cost-efficient school per student in the county. What does that mean? We pay half the taxes, they spend less on our kids than any other school in the county. So, you know, this is not equity in fire service, it just reveals the inequity in everything else, and it's basically 49% of the county, or 51% of the county voting to pay whatever they want for the other 49, and it's got to stop.
Amen.
Have you, in your figuring budgets, determined what the actual tax increase would be if the fire tax was just wiped out and added to the property tax? The way you've got it there, the fire taxes are paying for everything except Brevard. Brevard is not contributing anything to the county fire taxes. If you went to a straight county tax, then Brevard would throw in their several million dollars worth, and the whole tax rate would go down for all of us.
You are correct on that, but then you're double taxing Brevard for fire service, aren't you? or you're just throwing in the ad valorem.
You're taxing me for somebody else. What's the difference?
Okay. Julie noted. Yes, sir. He's asking
about a lot of money.
Yeah. This gentleman's asking about
living within your means is an interesting concept. And I'm retired, and I'm on fixed income. So I'm still reeling from the overall property tax increase, which in my case was 24%.
Okay.
And now you're talking about raising the fire tax 55%. You know, what do I have to give up this time for that? It seems to me like the issue is not so much revenue as it is cost. I understand that you've got basic services that you have to provide, and that there's a low tax rate in some of these parts of the county, but it's an awful lot to take.
I hear you.
On the one swallow.
Thank you.
I understand that the government force, they contribute $250,000 every year to Transylvania. Why aren't you taking that money out and helping Roswell, Boston Grove, and that instead of buying places down in, you know, parks and stuff?
The PILT money is used for very specific things. The money from the federal government is specified as to what it can go for, and it's spread across a couple of different segments of our budget. It cannot all go just to fire.
What are they?
Can I speak to that just for a second? When you look at your total overall ad valorem taxes, that PILT money is a revenue source for those ad valorem taxes. So, if you did take that PILT money out and say, we're just gonna fund fire protection with it, and that leaves a $250,000 hole in your ad valorem and your what the ad valorem tax emits. So there might be an increase on that side. Again, that's a revenue source that goes toward the ad valorem budget. And if you look at field monies, it says it's to make up for the loss of funds in those national forests for a variety of things. Fire protection is one of them. Police services is another, school systems is another. It lists out a variety of things it's intended to make up for. And honestly, truthfully, if you look at the property that's up there and you consider what the value would be, that $250,000 don't make up for it. I mean, I'm just telling you, it doesn't even come close to making up. If that was developable property, it just doesn't even come close. So.
Shouldn't you be renegotiating the PILS fund value? It seems like that amount has not gone up in a number of decades. And it seems like the federal government is not paying its fair share towards Transylvania County.
And you're correct, and that is absolutely something that is advocated for through the North Coast Association of County Commissioners very strongly. Additionally, I've been doing NACO conference, the National Association of Counties is advocating for that as well. It just has not gained much traction in the U.S. Congress, and that's where we hit the wall. And I've written 3 or 4 letters, as well as hand-delivered and had conversations with our congressman, and I've never gotten a response.
Nor from Mr. Meadows? He didn't respond either?
No, ma'am. He has not responded to any of my writing to him about this.
I'd like to expand a little bit on what Andy said, but I can't see the screen.
No, I'm sorry.
To ask my question. I think here in Cottonwood, your cost of operation, your operating cost per year is somewhere in the 800,000 range.
For your fire department, your budget this year is 892. Yes, sir.
Excuse me. What is it? And I know you don't want to use this, but what is it in the North District?
North Transylvania is 271,000.
And we're using 800, they're using 200 what?
271, and you're at 892. So for round numbers, you can say 300 versus 900. So you're 3 times their budget.
What is the difference in the land mass of that group and our as far as acreage or
and property value?
And I would follow up on that and ask how many cows Lake Topsway had versus North Transylvania.
Yeah, he's still standing.
I'm still standing. I kind of like to know that. How many property owners are there? How many people? How many residences are paying taxes to get that $200,000 again? Adam, what are they at? 0.25 cents or something like that?
Their rate this year was set equally with everyone else at 5.5. Prior to that, they were at over 12, and the county had some supplemental $100,000 to meet their budget prior to that.
So put the ones in a couple others here. Let's use them as an example. If they're having such a hard time providing service with the money they're able to get, the North Carolina statutes allows you, the county commissioners, to get rid of that district and develop it with the other ones around it. The other ones around it can suck it in. Make them fuck. You've got 3 of them at least that are contiguous to the North District. You have a statutory route to just get rid of that as a district and bring them into the other 3 districts.
The commissioners could discontinue contracting with North Transylvania, try to work with some other districts to do that. That is an option.
I've never heard it mentioned from the county before, but it is a real option in the state statutes. You can bring them in to the other districts.
To your point, sir, North Transylvania responded to 279 calls last year, and Lake Toxaway responded to 623.
Roughly 3 times.
No, roughly 2. 279, so almost 280 versus 623.
What about the district? How many of those were in Mills River?
Yeah, how many of those are within their fire district? Not mutual aid running outside of the district. And then look at ours and see how many we ran in our district.
I don't think I have that stat in my sheet.
That's a big deal. If you're trying to maintain your budget and stay within your means, if you can't afford to be running out to 4 or 5 different other departments and Gretchen, the fire service is a brother and sisterhood like no other, and we all help each other. But we are responsible for the people within our district. That is our first priority, not the people outside of the district. Other departments will have to absorb that. But if you take the number of calls that they run inside their district and eliminate the mutual aid calls, how much of a fine is that now on their budget? That should be looked at. If you can't afford to run outside and do outside of your fire district, then you pull in your belt buckle and you just run your district.
I got to ask a question nobody does yet. I know 3 of the commissioners have already voiced their opinion. Ma'am, you're one of them.
three out of the five said that this is what they want to do. So is this just a check the box exercise and make everybody feel good? Question for you.
I'd like to ask our county commissioner a question. Can you commit to us tonight that you will go back to your county commission and discuss the city statute that allows you to just get rid of that district and merge it into the other three districts? Will you commit to talking about it?
Oh, sure. Absolutely. I mean, you can do that across the board. You know, we need more. If you wanted to, you could.
We don't have the same problem across the board, man. We have the problem in that little district there compared to this district.
And you've got
to. They can bring their costs together with three other districts.
You have response time challenges.
I hear a yes from you. You will commit to look.
Absolutely. So you've got two other commissioners here who have heard it.
So if any of the three commissioners here heard anything that's going to change your mind right now, you can stay exactly with the same vote you have now. So this is the question I have because, you know, this feels just like a check box exercise.
I think the challenge for us is to look at something that isn't painful for our citizens.
But it's painful for us. I can't help the fact
that...
Wait, listen to me.
All right, I'm sorry.
I've been working since I was 15 years old, had a job. I lived within my means the whole time. Was able to put money into savings for retirement and all that. Moved up here 3 years ago. We love it up here. But you're going to penalize me for being responsible and living within my means for 47 years? If that's your answer.
I think as a community, we have got to figure out a way to provide funding that will allow good fire service to be sustainable across our entire county.
You have a good system right now. You've been using it for 40 years.
We have a fire department that cannot afford to have paid part-time, even a part-time employee. We also have a fire department that has not been able to contribute to their firefighters pension fund, their volunteers fund.
That's what the general fund is.
Which is it's a tax on you.
It's a tax on labor. Not just us. Spread across the whole county.
And that is part of the discussion that we're having.
I just put I'm not talking about the fire department. I'm talking about all 13
Again, can we respect what the gentleman's talking so he can speak?
That to the mutual aid comment that was made earlier, we've done that to lower your insurance value. And also to work well as neighbors. If you need help, we'll send it to you. But we don't rely on our neighboring departments to run our calls. Toxley takes care of Toxley. And whenever Brevard gets the call and that ambulance, you take our ambulance away from here and you send it to Harmony Corner. You leave us alone. It's up to us. I work for a living. I'm a native. I grew up here and you're taxing me out of here. You're trying to move me down there in that district. It's exactly what you're doing. I work for a living and I work for you for free. I volunteer. Don't tax me out of my home. And quit taking the funds I pay for away from me. We rely on that ambulance. We all pay for it. Don't take my ambulance and send it to Brevard. Thank you.
I have a couple more points, and that was one of them. Every time there's an ambulance called in Brevard, the ambulance from Quebec goes to Harmony Corner and sees.
Yep.
When there's a call up here, the ambulance from Brevard doesn't go to Harmony Corner and see it. That's what it is. That's one of them.
Please work it.
The Freeman School Bond just raised our taxes 20%. You divide the money that's slated to be spent in Brevard per student and the money that's slated to be spent in Austin per student. In order to make that equitable, which seems to be the key word of this whole thing, you'd have to cut the funding in Brevard $5 million and have $5 million to spend in Austin. We talked to Chuck Tessier a while back, and we were talking about the occupancy tax.
I'm sorry, what,
Matt? The occupancy tax.
Oh, yes, sir.
And he said that he'd seen the maps and over half the money for the occupancy tax is paid in the Lake Toxaway Sapphire area. And that funding goes to the TDA. Here's where you logo it. Explore Brevard. You can see that on their new website. ExploreBrevard.org. We pay for over half of this. It should say Explore Lake Toxaway.
How are we going to fix this? How are we going to get all these things turned around when we're starting to get the value for what we're paying? How can we do that? Maybe we don't go up on our fire tax.
Well, I hear the challenges Mac's talking about. I will remind you that the school board is an independently elected board. So take your school issues to the school board, please.
This end of the county competes in the housing market with cashews and highlands.
Uh-huh.
Property tax in Maple County, which is highlands, is 37.5%. Ours is almost 64 cents. Jackson County's is 38 cents. Ours is almost 64 cents. Cashers fire tax is 2.4 cents. We're about to spend 9 cents and only get half of that back.
Part of that is the fact that Transylvania County is so small.
The fire tax in Highlands is 0.9 cents. If you were going to build a $5 million home to stay in a couple of weeks a year, would you go somewhere that you have to pay three times the taxes, or would you go to Cashers and Highlands? If you look at the building permit numbers, you'll see that that's exactly what's happening. This end of the county is just a dominant. North Transylvania, the reason their expenses went up was because they invested in equipment to lower their fire tax rate. They have a lower fire tax rating than Lake Oxford. So now the county is wanting to spend more of our money and send it to North Transylvania, and they're going to have a better fire tax rating. They're going to get a better insurance discount than you are. I mean, enough's enough. We can't pay it all.
But again, Mac, it's not just North Transylvania.
Well, it's not just the fire tax. Okay.
I understand.
We pay for everything, you get that.
Part of the reason why Jackson County's is so low is they're three times our size, and they have Cherokee and all that taxes from it coming into them. That's why their tax rate is lower than ours, is because Transylvania County is only about third as big as Jackson County.
I think you have a very hard job as well as the rest of the county commissioners. And I'm
thank you.
Now on the Brevard Transylvania Chamber of Commerce, probably one of the few people from Upper Transylvania County who's done that. The fact of life is, a county commissioner is never going to get elected from up here.
Mm-hmm.
And I really
think that's not true.
It's just not going to happen. You know,
Jason's from Roslyn. He's close to Reese's Roslyn.
That's Roslyn. You know, the part of your county, and I love Roslyn. Love Mayor Shelton, you know, involved with it. But the plain simple fact of life is, and the calculus that the county commissioner works off of a lot of the time, is that a significant amount of people who live in Upper Transylvania County can't vote here. I'm actually moving my residency from Atlanta to here, so I can actually have a conversation with y'all.
Thank you.
But, you know, Mac is right.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of these things where you guys aren't looking at the future. People have choices. And essentially, these tax increases, and at least the numbers I'm working off of, is that approximately 66% of the property taxes come from 215 to the Jackson County line. Now you're talking about this, fire tax. People who live behind the gates of a lot of these developments have choices where they live. And with a demographic that is older in those communities, people can go to Cashers and go to the new High Hampton, you know, run by Blackberry Farms. People can go and spend a lot of money with Art Williams and Highlands. Those people can make choices. That, therefore, affects your property taxes. And this fire tax, this flat tax proposal, is just another dig. And it's essentially a thought process that, in my mind, is also, as the gentleman said back here, going to drive people whose families have been here for 100 years out of this part of the county. They're going to have to go look for work someplace else. And a lifestyle someplace else. And I just hard job, but I don't think you guys are taking a look at the future of a huge amount of the tax base of this county.
Rob?
Well, I would disagree with you on not looking at the future, because in terms of infrastructure expansion, those conversations are on the table and have been. We've been engaged with the town of Roslyn on looking at sewer and water expansion. We've been looking at opportunities, and I think if you come to the Capitol Workshop on January 27th, you will hear conversations about the infrastructure expansion.
Well, I think most of us are now aware that the county is taking a look, together with Mayor Shelton, beyond the Gaia Herbs, at buying and managing the Burlingame wastewater treatment plant. You know, but that's, it's nice, but that's a business decision. You know, how do we pay for wastewater treatment? It's not, that's not a business you want to be in, losing money. You got to figure out how to break even. Burlingame is a way that perhaps you can start breaking even on wastewater treatment. So again, I respectfully disagree that you guys are looking at the future of Upper Transylvania County. I don't think you are.
Please come to the Capitol workshop. Yes, sir.
I work at the food bank here at Lake Toxwell. Mm-hmm. And we have a large number of people that can't afford to buy groceries. They come to the food department every 2 weeks to get something to eat. And here you people down at the bar are raising their taxes. What's going to happen to them?
I am very mindful of the needs of our citizens and the poverty
we are not helping those people. Certainly, and they own a little house or something. They got to pay taxes on. They pay fire.
I understand that.
And the majority of them are behind. They don't have the money to pay their taxes.
I understand. I am very engaged in the whole human services work in this county.
Not treating those people fair when they can't even pay their taxes and they don't have no food or a small amount of food.
And I work very diligently in that department, sir.
Yes, but it's not improving. You're making it worse for these people. You're taking more money from them to go somewhere else. How about sending somebody up here and giving it to those people that need money that has nothing? And that's a percentage of the people in the North Toxaway Fire District.
I hear you, and I am engaged in that work.
Well, what does that mean?
This fellow's question over here.
You're engaged in it, but what's going to happen?
I'm working to improve the lives of our citizens through I work on an early childhood initiative. I'm working in the social services. I'm on the social services board. I'm working through as much as I possibly can in terms of addressing hunger, food poverty, food deserts in our community, and public transportation.
And how much of that considers
you're much in this whole area.
When you go out and you help down around Brevard and close to Brevard, how much does the county actually invest into Lake Toxaway area for tax money? We're wanting more and more money from us, but we're not seeing anything coming back our way. And that's what I have an issue with. I'm paying for everybody else, and you're not giving me anything back. You're actually giving us less and less. For the local community, not these big dollar homes over here. I'm talking about the people who live here year-round.
We have invested in community centers. You get free Wi-Fi in your community centers. We've given community center capital improvement grants. I think that like talks away in
Baltimore. And if that improves my living experience by having Wi-Fi at the community center?
I hope it improves someone's ability to access the internet who otherwise
would not. I'm tired of giving you my money and not having it come back this way. I'm tired of it. I don't want to give you more in fire tax to go with it, to go everywhere else but here. I'm tired of our tax money, which you collect a lot from this area, to go elsewhere in the county. You feel like the unwanted stepchild. You want our money, but you don't want to take care of us.
I hear you. Then the only differential rate that you currently you're not under a differential rate this year. You're paying the exact same tax rate as everybody else in the county this year.
My question was never answered about any difference in how much my taxes are going to go up with this fire tax thing that you're proposing versus how much will my property taxes go up if it was county-wide at Florham and the city of Brevard paying into the fire tax? Did you even look?
that number has been run. I don't know it, but it has been run. And I don't know if David remembers it, but we can.
I don't have it for 2020, but in the previous, in 2018, I believe it was, and it was about a cent and a half lower if Brevard is included countywide. It's about a cent, cent and a half lower.
Well, wouldn't that be more fair to the entire county?
But that's from 2018.
And that's certainly an option to consider, is going to just putting the, not having a separate car tax and putting it all in ad valorem and just funding it out of the general fund. That's certainly under consideration.
If I can,
one of the options.
That was on one of the slides. One of the options the commissioners have is, because again, they got to follow the statutes. They're limited in what they do. They just can't do anything. They got to make sure what they do is in the statutes. And one of the options is general property tax revenues. The commissioners could decide we want to fund out of general property taxes. They could decide, well, we're going to leave all the fire tax rates at 5.5 cents, and we're going to fund the balance out of the general fund. Again, once the commissioners approve the budgets, it's up to them to determine how they're going to collect the revenue to pay for that. And they could consider these options because it's statutory what they can do.
So that doesn't go to a vote? You make a decision.
Not me. The commissioners, once they approve the budgets, then it's their responsibility to determine how they're going to collect the funds to meet those budgets.
Yes, I
have a question regarding how you can go about implementing it should you come to some agreement on a flat tax across the county. When you look at the contract that exists between the county and our board of directors, our board of directors have to do the business according to the bylaws, according to that contract. And there's an article that deals with third-party beneficiaries that absolutely precludes you spending money outside this district that you have collected in this district. And the only way you can change it, according to the bylaws and the statutes, is by vote of the people, as I understand the contract, which means a referendum. So why are we beating around the bush here? I mean, you would actually have to do that unless the contract has been amended since the last contract I read.
You're conflating two things. The commissioners have the authority to dissolve or set the existing fire tax rates at zero and then establish another service district. After they hold a public hearing and go through this process, they would be establishing.
We are not a service district yet. And if you designate us as a service district.
Lake Coxaway has a service district. It's a special tax district for Lake Coxaway. And the commissioners
have. I don't see it that way in reading the amendment in 2010, maybe in 97, given the change in the name. But the way I read the contract, we were not designated as a service district.
All right. You got to read. When your district was established, not your contract, your district was established under 153A, which is a service district provision, and that established a special tax district for the Lake Coxaway area. The commissioners have the authority to either, once they hold a public hearing, to dissolve that one, or they could just set it at zero, set the rate at zero, and establish another service district.
The special tax district allowed you to take our tax district and roll it into the ad valorem. It didn't give you the authority to dissolve our district without a public meeting.
Again, in order to establish a new service district, which is a special tax district, the commissioners have to have a public hearing, and it's the procedures they have to go through to do that. In order to dissolve a service district, they have to have a public hearing, and once they have that public hearing, it's by vote of the commissioners if they choose to dissolve that district. You can't conflate the fire contract with a service district being established. Those are two different things. Once a service district is established, the commissioners can contract with the fire department to provide fire protection. They can do it themselves. They can contract with two fire departments. But the service district and the fire department contract are two different things. They're two different things.
So does the contract that existed had at the time of the fire district? That contract, you're saying that is now no good, it's gone?
Not the fire contract, no.
So the fire contract's the one he's referring to.
But that's what I'm saying.
That's when you can hear, put it somewhere else.
But what I'm saying is, when you refer to your fire contract, the contract between Transylvania County and Lake Toxaway Fire Rescue did not establish your service district. Your service district was established through General Statute 153A prior to that contract ever being done. And the commissioners can has the authority to set the rates within that service district. The contract doesn't have anything to do with that. That's the commissioners. They have the authority to do that. And so if the commissioners decide that they want to go countywide with a service district, they've got to go through the proper procedures, have a public hearing, and then they establish that new service district countywide. At that point, they have a choice. They can set off the rates in the existing service districts at zero, or they can abolish the service district. They have another option. They can say, we're going to establish a countywide service district and overlay it over the top of the existing districts. And we're going to tax each district 5.5 cents. And then our overlay, our countywide district, we're going to have a special tax remit that goes to support fire protection as well. They have multiple options, but again, they have to stay with what the statutes say they can do.
I understand what you're saying. If there's an existing contract that you're telling me it still is in effect, it has some statements in it that it's not abiding by.
No, they're abiding directly by that contract currently.
That's what he's trying to tell you, is that contract clearly states any money raised in this district has to stay in this district.
You are correct. And any money raised currently in that district, any money currently raised in the Cedar Mountain district has to stay. That's a statutory requirement. That's the reason it's in a contract. The statutes say if you have a special tax district and you collect money for a purpose in that tax district, the money has to be used within the district it was collected for the purpose it was collected. And so any money collected in the existing, the current service district has to be used within that service district. However, if the commissioners make the decision to abolish those districts, then and establish a countywide district, then you're talking about collecting money from a countywide service district, not the existing service district.
This contract is written between the fire department, not the district, the fire department and the county.
Correct.
That's correct. For example, your rate, what Lake Toxaway asked for this year, what their budget would have required was the 5.38. When we set their budget, when we set the tax rate at 5.5 for Lake Toxaway, that meant that they actually collected more money than they had requested for their budget. So that overage is in their reserve funds. So Toxaway has that money in their reserve funds for this fiscal year.
That's what they agreed to in the contract.
If you establish the flat tax, how do we trust you people not to go overboard with all of the taxes and spend it on other things? It's not an old argument. This is the road that people go down with when they can't do when they can't manage their school departments. The school department says, if you don't straighten out, we're going to apply for an independent taxing district.
Right.
And it happened. It's happened in Florida. It's happened in California. And it's because the counties can't manage that money after they take it.
But what you just said refers back to what this gentleman over here said. You're saying raise it to 8 cents, let's say, and we collect 8 cents here, or more, and we have a big surplus. According to the contract, we keep that surplus. You can't spend it somewhere else.
That is if, but this is where the...
There's no ifs in it, man.
Yes, there is.
No
if you would please let
me... This district does not exist in this contract.
It does.
It's between the county commission and the perfect
you have,
fire department.
Right now, you have the fire Lake Toxaway Fire Service District is my left hand, and the Lake Toxaway Tax District is my right hand.
Fine. Let me read you. The contract is written between the Lake Toxaway Volunteer Fire Rescue Incorporated and Transylvania County.
Yes, sir.
It has nothing to do with the district. It's between the Lake Toxaway Volunteer Fire and Rescue Incorporated, the corporation.
To provide fire protection within a specified district, which is the current existing Lake Toxaway Fire District. Right? Because the commissioners statutorily have that authority. And again, I think what we're what I want to try to explain one more time is, if the commissioners decide that they want to move to a countywide service district, if they decide that, then they have a choice to make. Are they going to abolish the existing districts? And if they do, that service district, that special tax district that you're referring to, goes away. There's one countywide service district, and within that countywide service district, there's response districts for each fire department. Response districts and tax service districts are different.
I guess the question is, so why, when all of us are against it, are you saying, no, we don't care what you guys say, we want to do something else? That's what it sounds like.
Man, that's not what I'm saying at all. Can we keep it down so I can hear? I can't hear what he's saying.
Roseman just played the county line that's funded roughly 60-70% of the county budget as long as they're held. I mean, the budget was $13 million. That's the way it was. Now the budget's $44 to $48 million.
62.
I'm out of date. The same way. So right now we get 100% of the tax dollars going into the Lake Coxswain District the way it is. If we include this in the ad valorem taxes, 60% of what's collected up here is going to be spent in the rest of the county.
What I'll say to that is this. If the commissioners establish a countywide service district to provide to fund fire protection, if they do that, and the departments submit their budgets, commissioners approve their budgets, and then they set a rate countywide to collect that total amount. If that 66%, I don't know the percentage that dropped off the top of my head, but it might be 66%, I don't know the answer to that off the top of my head.
Well, that's the way the county budget is right now, so why are we to assume any differently? This money is not going to be spent the same way.
I would say that if this district has a surplus in the bank right now, I'd advise them to hire a really good attorney out of Atlanta somewhere and challenge this, because I don't think it's legal. I'm not an attorney, but I've been a mayor, and I've been through the same thing you're going through, and I've sat up there and talked to people, and I can tell you right now, this will not float.
To speak to your question,
yes.
Any monies that are currently collected and set in reserve for any of the districts, if the commissioners choose to move with a countywide service district, still must be spent in the district it was collected for the purpose it was collected. So it's got to go to Rob. And I've checked that with the UNC Institute of Government. I've already checked that. So the county can't take that money and move it somewhere else in the existing format with the existing 8 service districts like we have now.
We got an attorney who lives in Lake Tossaway or has a home there and pays taxes there. We can hire him.
Sure, because exactly what I'm telling you is the way it works. I've checked with the Institute of Government, which are the best governmental attorneys in North Carolina, and that's what they told us.
So let's hire an attorney here in Lake Coxswain, who's retired. I'm telling you, as an ex-government official myself, this is not going to flow in this challenging court.
But what I would tell you is this is not new in North Carolina. There are multiple counties that have already went from existing service districts like we are, the countywide service districts. This is not something that we created. This is something that's already been done. I'm just speaking the legality of it. It's already been looked at in the state.
I'm not talking about them creating this. I'm not talking about an existing piece of paper that the county commissioner signed that said you've got a contract with us. That's what I'm talking about. You guys keep talking about your fire district and everything else. It doesn't count unless somebody, and contract, by the way, can't be voided by one party has to agree to it. So, that's something less than this. You're talking about
I just like to make one point, and it has come from the Fire Chiefs Association, which represents every department in this county. They are flat against your flat tax. Correct?
All except one.
All except for one. The majority of the fire departments, rescue departments in this county
opposed to your flat tax. Do you not think that the people that run the fire departments and run their districts should be the ones that have a better knowledge about how this should operate? If they're telling you that we're good with what we've got, why do you want to change it?
Because
if one person dissents, one department dissents, but you have seven others saying, we're good, let's throw it all in the mix and change everything. One department, I don't think minority is supposed to rule.
I would take issue with just the one dissenting. And additionally, I would say that I am looking, this is about funding our fire departments. This is not about how you will operate.
We're the ones that fund it.
You as a citizen fund your fire department. I get that. But the fire departments together, I understand, are fearful of this. This is a huge change. You don't like what we're talking about. I've heard that loud and clear from the fire departments. But I also know that in my duty to look at the future of this county, what I'm seeing with these numbers are untenable for a large percentage of our citizens. I hear what you all are contributing to the taxes.
So let's go up on ours so everybody else can lay hands. That's what you said. Now that's basically what you're talking about. You can stand there and beat it all night long if you want to. You're going to raise our taxes 3 cents on the 100, and then the money will go to whoever has
Sure, and Sylvan Valley.
And not to us. Yes, ma'am, go ahead. Sylvan Valley number two is going to do what?
Their taxes would go up the same rate as yours. You're not alone in having your taxes
raised. Well, my goodness.
And you keep that out of the way. You've got a library, you've got a park, and you've got county help.
And I hear you, and I know that ambulances are a problem for us. They're a challenge. We have situations where we're, quote, out of a box, which means we have no ambulance to provide.
They call up there long enough, and can't promise much more.
No, you're talking about real situations that need solutions. And I hear that. And a part of planning for the future of this county, that is in the conversation. You can only take small steps forward at a time, and it takes a long time to make changes and go.
What's on the commissioner's agenda to support Toxley besides Wi-Fi? Anybody got Wi-Fi here at Quebec Community Center?
Thanks. Yeah, they got it, but we're paying for it. It comes out of general fund.
So, what's on the horizon of the county commissioner to provide help us?
We look at the comprehensive plan, the Parson Recreation Plan, the Blue Way Studies.
Oh, yeah.
You look at infrastructure expansion to do the sewer and water that would open up the 64 corridor for more development. There are things that are being worked on. I invite you to come to our meetings and participate in
these. I don't see the benefit of it at all.
And that's your opinion.
Well, you're taxing the local people out of Franks County. The local people can't afford to live in this.
And I hear you, sir, and I'm very concerned about the taxation issue. You're not alone in that. We've got pockets all over this county that's strong, and I hear you. I am well aware of that.
You're getting all of our taxes again. You didn't hear too much.
I'm looking at the fact that I'm talking to you about a potential tax increase. If it's a half a cent, 1 cent, 3 cents, I don't know what that might look like. And you're right, I am talking about a tax increase. And it would hit you all, and it would hit Sylvan Valley too. But I also know that in considerable number of my other districts, when I'm looking at the fact that we would have had to charge those citizens 21 or 23 cents.
If you added to the county taxes to the general fund, it would hurt us less, or you less, it would probably hurt us less.
See, I think, you know, the takeaway from this is hard to look at. It is hard work to consider. How do we serve all of our citizens fairly in this? There are no easy answers. Do we need to fund it all out of general fund? Do we need to take more out of our reserves moving forward? Do we need to stage this so we're able to adjust and not hit anybody too hard? There are a lot of options ahead of us to consider on this. But we have an obligation as a Board of County Commissioners, and I'm only speaking for this one commissioner standing in front of you right now, but I feel a tremendous obligation to set this county up for success moving forward, where our citizens are all able to participate and that we have a successful community for everyone. And what that looks like is very difficult, and change is required to make a difference to improve some of the situations that we currently have in the county. I am aware of that, I am working on it, and I'm hearing what you're having to say tonight, and I know this is a hard subject.
Well, I was born and raised in one of the largest families in this county, and 90% of my relatives are living outside of the county because they can't get a job here. They can't afford to live here. I've got a son that would love to retire and live here. There's no darn way he could afford the taxes on his retirement plan. My family's lived here. I can show you tax records and documents from 1814 when the Owen family owned land from Silverstein Road to the Jackson County line.
Hardly anybody can afford a house in this town.
My kids, my grandkids, none of them can live here.
I understand that.
Well, then we need to invest in the housing or something, rather than flood plain ground or a depot.
The depot is the city, sir. I had nothing to do with that.
The city gets our money, so they put it in on the depot.
The gentleman.
What about the swamp land that floods every time it comes to rain?
The gentleman in the back's had his hand up for a long time, so I'm trying to be.
I'm 71 years old and been living in this county almost all that time. We got the crappy end of the stick for 71 years, at least. Nothing's ever gone right. Nothing ever comes back from the county, which it's always going the other way. And one good personal example of that, 4 or 5 years ago, I had two granddaughters playing ball at Rawson. They come in tickle of death. We got a new activity bus, and it's air conditioned. Well, doing a little checking around, come to find out, Rawson got the new air conditioned activity bus, and we got her hand-me-down. And that's the way it's gone all the time. Yeah, it's the Board of Education, I know, but it's the county commissioners, too. And I've got three questions. They're not for y'all, they're for the crowd. Who here wants to see this thing go into place and you pay 50 cents, 50% more, or 100% more, whatever it is, and your tax money, the increase goes to the lower end of the county, just like your money always goes to the lower end of the county? Everybody, whoever raised your hand, say yes.
I'd say everybody that's against us.
Wait just a minute. Wait just a minute. Wait just a minute.
Yeah. I'll stand up 100 times.
I guess I couldn't hear, but didn't hear anybody. How about raise your hand if you're against it and you don't want it done and say no?
No!
That wasn't very loud. Did you do it again?
Yeah!
All right. The first question I've got, and I want you to think about this before you answer it. Come election day in November, are you going to watch how this thing's voted on and the county commissioners and how they vote?
Yes, sir.
When you go to the polls, are you going to keep that in your mind and vote that way? If you are, raise your hand and say yes.
Yes!
That pretty well sums it up.
If the fire tax goes through flat like y'all want it to, may do, is there a cap on it, or if all the fire departments ask for ridiculous amounts, could it potentially go back up to that 16, 17, 20% again? Or are y'all saying the flat tax across the board is capped at a certain percentage?
Only for it.
Oh, if North Transylvania wants $900,000 to run here up to Springfield.
So it could potentially go back up to those alarming numbers that you're speaking of now, right?
That would be a great direction.
Well, the party decided that. No, I think what you need. I mean, I'm not naive enough to think that taxes are not going to be increased. But I also know that I have an expectation that the fire departments are reasonable organizations who work together on serving the citizens of this community.
But could it potentially go back up to those alarming numbers?
You know, I would hope not. But that's up to what you all request.
7 out of 8 apartments.
Probably 6 or so. Yeah.
But it could potentially, yes.
If you all ask for that money, then we would have to look at how we're going to fund it.
What about the one department that wants this to go through? So they ask for that money. The rest of us don't. Will that be a good thing?
You know, I just,
yes,
I find it.
Baby, come up with something off the top of your
head. Oh, yeah. You know, I've worked really hard on this, and I'm trusting the fire departments to work together and be reasonable groups.
The fire departments, with the exception of one, have told you that we're good with what we've got. You just ignore it and keep right on pushing. So you're not really concerned about the departments as you are the department.
Dodge answering out of play.
I struggle to understand why the fire departments are opposed to this, because it changes nothing about their operations except how the county collects the money.
It changes the amount of money that these people have to pay for services that we're not getting the money for. Right now, we're getting everything. As the gentleman said, it can't be taken out of this district. You do away with that, and it'll jolly well be taken out of this district, just like it always has been. Go somewhere else.
Why do we need to change?
Because we don't have a sustainable way of funding fire service across the county. And maybe we just need to take it out of ad valorem and get rid of the single fire tax. We could do that.
Is that coming out of the general fund?
That would, yeah.
So that's just our taxes.
Yeah, I understand.
That's just the you're still doing the same thing.
In their infinite wisdom, the state of North Carolina legislators recognized we were going to have this problem a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
And they put it into the North Carolina statutes, the consolidation of service districts.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a way to do it. The Board of County Commissioners made by resolution consolidate two or more services upon finding that one, the service provided in each of the districts are substantially the same, and two, the districts are contiguous and are in continuous boundary, but three, if only the services provided are lower for one of the districts, lower district, there is a need to increase their services for the district to the level that's enjoyed by the other contiguous districts. Well, how much simpler can it be?
And that is an item for discussion.
You won't have to have these meetings. You won't have to have people yelling at you. You can go back to your board, and you can sit there and figure a way to close that district and work it out with some other districts.
There you go.
Consolidate.
Yeah. And I said I would talk about that, did I not?
I hope you talk a lot.
Thank you.
Why can't we have more county commissioners come to a meeting like this instead of you having to take it all yourself?
I am the only one who's done all 8 meetings. Thank you.
So Paige, just...
But we do have two more commissioners here tonight.
But that's my job. I need to hear it from you all. I am your representative, and I'll come and talk to you anytime about anything. I really will. I'm happy to come back again if you want me to. On another topic, or on this same topic. I'll come back again. I am here to work for you and to hear from you.
Following up on what this gentleman over here and Bill said, you know, you said you were speaking for yourself, Paige, when you're up here. But I think most of us that read the paper realize that that's probably not so. When there's a vote down there, 90% of the time, if it's anything controversial, it's a 3-2 vote. And as Bill said a minute ago, I hope when it comes time to vote, that's taken into account. So I really don't think that you're speaking for 3 county commissioners.
They all vote a lot, the 3.
Yes, Mr. McNeil.
Gentlemen, back.
My dad was the first chief of the fire department. When they organized the fire department, it was an agreement that the people around the lake would chip in the money and the local people would furnish the lake. At that time, they incorporated the fire department. And the number one reason was they knew if they got any good equipment, they didn't end up in water. And that's the reason that this fire department's incorporated today. And I was there and heard the discussion. And
well, let me assure you, through the
we're going to send that truck of money. We're going to send it to the bank. That's what it amounts.
Well, anything that you all purchase in Lake Toksaway stays in Lake Toksaway. That's part of the contract. So it's not that anybody's equipment will be given up.
Unless you change it.
There will not be a change in that. That would be ridiculous.
In the North Carolina General Statute, when you have a service district, the property belongs to the entity that purchases it. In other words, if the commissioners collect taxes
I'm not saying you're going to come get our equipment. No better than that.
Right.
That won't work for sure.
I'm just thinking statutorily, and that is the way the rules they have to follow, and that is if the commissioners collect taxes and they contact with the fire department and they give that fire department money to operate that fire department, and that fire department engages in building a building or buying an engine, then that engine belongs to that fire department, that private nonprofit. It doesn't belong to the district, don't it? I won't be very clear about that. It belongs to that entity that engaged in purchasing it or engaged in building it. That's the way it works when you have a service district. That's what the statutes say. And so it's important to note the commissioners couldn't take that from that private nonprofit.
But
it belongs to
them. If you dissolve these service districts, as you so many times have been a while ago, could possibly have the jurisdiction of the commissioner?
It belongs to that fire department, not that district.
So if you dissolve it, it's still out.
That's correct.
Or if we dissolve it,
that's correct.
It's still out.
What you do have to go by is your articles of incorporation, and you have to follow those when you're getting rid of equipment. So what you would have to do is follow those. Okay. Again, we appreciate all the input. All this input will go to the commissioners. They'll see it. And this is not the last meeting, because if the commissioners do choose to change and go to it, they're required by statute to mail out notices to the folks that live in that district, and then they're required to have a public hearing for that purpose. All right?
Many of you in here have ever been to a county commission meeting.
Yeah.
Good. Great.
Come back.
I was there 8 years, and if you want to address any issue that's happened up here at this end of the county, you got to get involved. You got to come to a meeting. Beat these guys and gals on the head or whoever's there.
Aren't people involved right here
and
right
do
now?
Isn't that
what you're doing there?
Do what?
I said, aren't people involved right here right now?
That's exactly right. Well, you have the budget
here.
The county commissioners are going to be starting the budget in about 2 months. You need to get involved. They have budget meetings. You have to let them know what's important to you. Get involved and ask whoever's going to be running for office or what. What's your position? Vote.
What time?
I hope to God everybody in here has voted every election. If you hadn't, shame on you. So that's all I say. Get involved. You know, what's important to you? If they don't hear it, it ain't gonna happen.
This like to say, I'm currently on the county transportation board. Not board, but the
transportation
committee. There's 18 people on the board. I'm going to be self-appointed commissioner of the county. Baldwin Avenue West. One, yours truly. Every time I speak up, every time I say anything about the road or the condition up this way, all I hear is gas, you see eyes roll. Same thing. Mike and I were on the planning board together. It's a seven-member board. There was a motion made by one of the commissioners to put another person from this end of the county out here. And the very first comment, the very first commissioner was two people on the seven-member board of this county. They're on the planning board. This end of the county is enough. Three would give this end of the county too much influence.
And that commissioner's in this room, by the way.
So, you know, just saying show up doesn't necessarily mean anything when the 51% of votes and think everything is in from the 49% is always in control. They don't have to receive them.
And folks, I can tell you as the former chair of the planning board, I was voted off when I wouldn't show up about infrastructure improvements.
And Matt, to your point, though, you can apply online to any of the boards and committees, and there are openings on several boards and committees right now. Please apply. Please fill out applications.
As long as there's not already a few people on there.
When the commissioner says that three from this end of the county is overrepresentation, what's the point of applying?
I'm not saying just apply for the planning board, Mike. I'm saying apply for all of our boards and committees.
I'm saying that if you think that about the planning board, you think that about every other board.
And I would say that we need a diversity of voices from across the county on each of our boards and committees.
Oh, amen. Mm-hmm. That means this end too.
I understand that.
The beer and black crowd party is well represented, Mike.
This county don't.
If you'd like to attack me personally, can we just wait until these nice folks get to go home and then you can come attack me personally? Anything else? Mr. Crow?
Jobs is one of the biggest things in this county. We've got to have jobs.
I understand. Yes.
And everybody else went back. There ain't none here. People got to have money. You got to be able to spend to pay back. That's one.
Well, and thank goodness you got back on the Transportation Advisory Committee. DOT is a hard nut to crack.
Let's ask one question. What time is your county commissioner's meeting? What days?
We meet the second and fourth Mondays of the month. The second Monday of the month meeting is at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. The second one starts at 6 in the evening.
I work until 5:30 every night. You expect me to drive all the way
online.
Down there and make your meeting?
You can watch them online. Thank you. But
additionally, I have Wi-Fi. Our community center got to shut down, so there you go. I don't have Wi-Fi at that one.
Myself and some other staff will be around. If you have any further questions, feel free to come up. So we're going to stand down and talk.